The spring quarter has just begun here at Northwestern, and everyone is settling back in. I was attending my first classes and getting into the swing of things when I got word of a free movie screening for students by Neon, a production company you may not have heard of, but are responsible for critically acclaimed films such as Parasite, Portrait of a Lady on Fire, Triangle of Sadness, and Anatomy of a Fall. One of my favorite films ever, Palm Springs, was also produced by Neon. The movie I went to see last week was Immaculate, starring Sydney Sweeney.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hello?
If you couldn't tell from that clip, it's a horror movie. Sydney Sweeney, known for prominent roles in Euphoria and The White Lotus, actually auditioned for Immaculate a decade ago, before she gained fame from the aforementioned roles. The movie was never completed, but Sweeney must have taken a liking to the project because she produced this new horror movie herself once she had the resources to do so.
It's a miracle. You are with child.
The plot follows an American nun, played by Sweeney, who moves to an Italian convent in the countryside. I won't give any spoilers, but you can maybe guess at some plot points just from the title. I found it very entertaining, but the first word I'd use to describe it is shocking. Again, it's an R-rated movie, so some gore or jump scares are to be expected, but there are some scenes that may offend people depending on their worldview, more so than the average horror movie. In fact, one viewer had a particularly long commentary.
Libs saw how the anti-woke crowd embraced Sydney Sweeney as their new darling and right away had to shove her in this blasphemous, satanic, feminist, pro-abortion, anti-life movie degrading Christians. This movie also debases Mary, Mother of Christ.
Neon responded by editing that review onto a t-shirt.
I don't know, man. It was pretty shocking. At first, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's just some Catholic movie, some cheesy jump scares. But after the movie, I don't know, I'm pretty speechless.
I got some of my fellow moviegoers to give their thoughts. I talked to Ben and Mariana, two Northwestern undergraduate students.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty shocking as well. It's a lot more like psychological than I expected it to be, but overall it was a really intense movie, so I enjoyed it.
The cool thing about this film was probably the context in which we all watched it. Because it was a free screening for students, our theater was filled with my peers. Reactions were heightened, and there were multiple instances where someone's blurted out joke made everyone laugh.
It's pretty funny, you know, because obviously at a theater, it's just all silent or like just small whispering, but laughing or crying or, you know, getting jump scared at the same time. I thought it was pretty fun. And I guess also like outside of like the movie theater, we could still talk about it, like the movie or, you know, just general stuff about it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think all like the little remarks that people were making in the back just made the movie a lot better. Like the whole experience was made better.
I asked if they had been to previous screenings.
No, this is my first time. I actually saw this on Plex. And, you know, Marianne and I, we decided, like, you know, it's pretty cool. Like, let's check it out. And, you know, after tonight, we will definitely show up to more events.
Well, yeah, I love free events at Northwestern, especially because we're both, like, Figley, so first-generation low-income. So it's really great to have these opportunities, you know, to just go out and stuff.
Seeing movies at the local theater has turned into one of my favorite activities here. I love movies in general, but seeing them with a crowd full of rowdy university students is a comedic and extraordinary experience.
I like to do it more in like the AMC since it's so close, and I think it's nice to like bring people to like the movie theater. I think it's the best place to do so.
Veronica Silvosa is who we have to thank for these experiences.
I'm Veronica Silvosa. I'm a sophomore RTDF major, and I'm the Neon campus ambassador.
A student herself, she connected with Neon due to her love of their movies.
Basically doing a lot of this like on my own, just like promoting Neon movies because I like them so much. So I really just want people to get to see these movies, especially since a lot of them are international foreign films, low budget, independent films that I feel like a lot of people just don't see on their own or like wouldn't be too aware of them.
Outside the realm of typical blockbusters that can tend to get stale or the same remakes of old franchises that we really should just let die, Neon is taking the scene by storm with unique and bold feature films.
So I really like just like inviting people to these screenings and having them watch this and being in a space. I love being in like a movie theater. I love it a lot, and I really like, yeah, just the environment of it. And it makes me excited to see people like talk about these movies, since I guess I like to talk about them so much. And I have seen a lot of people become more aware of Neon, which has been really fun. A lot of people have been like asking me more about the company and like what I do, and like now there a lot of people have gone up and asked me like, oh, I saw Neon is doing this movie, like are you going to screen that soon? And that makes me really excited, because now people are like aware of like their movies.
It's a pretty cool opportunity here at Northwestern, and I can't wait to see what movies Neon will screen next. For WNUR News, I'm Max Milo.